Okay, so just a couple of things I want to mention. If you recall, a couple of days ago when we were talking about bowing down on a floor, so I mentioned that really technically on a floor like this, there's no problem. It's not stone, it's covered. So I mentioned that there's a couple of reasons why we hand out towels anyways. So I want to mention the Mata Ephraim brings down famous sefer, halacha sefer, especially on Yom Noron Sukkot's time, brings down that there's a custom that even if the floor is covered, to use something to in between. And the Marsham says that a person, if they're bowing down on the floor, can't say, well, your clothes, it's kiyuchat, that your clothes are a separation between the floor, and since they are attached to the body, so you can't use the clothes out. Also, yesterday we were going through, again, in Kuf Lamed Beis, we were trying to begin Kuf Lamed Beis. There's a very long Be'er Halacha, talks about the priorities for Kaddish. So we were discussing about various things about Kaddish, why people say Kaddish, why you say Kaddish on the yard side. We discussed two angles of that. And there's a couple of things I wanted to mention before we go on. We also left out, there's a day called the Yom Hafsaka. Again, a day when a person ceases saying Kaddish. So that is on the list of, not high, but it's on the list of priorities for a person saying Kaddish. So the Be'er Halacha explains the Yom Hafsaka. We know for a parent, a person would only say Kaddish for 11 months. So based on what we said yesterday, really, the din for after a person is nifter is for 12 months, but that's for a rasha. So you don't want to indict a parent. After all, you know, the whole idea is hakaras hatov and all that type of stuff. So we don't want to indict a parent, a constitutional or a rasha. So we say it till 11 months. Right? The custom in the world is that for any relative, you say for 11 months. But the truth of the matter is, Rav Moshe Feinstein's Zechus HaGracha held that this idea of 11 months only applies to a parent. Again, because to a parent, this idea of hakaras hatov kicks in, so therefore you don't say for 12, you say for 11. But that svara doesn't apply to any of the other five relatives who wants on somebody has to say kaddish over. So believe it or not, now people don't go this way, but Rav Moshe Feinstein people, for other relatives other than a parent, Rav Moshe Feinstein people would say kaddish for 12, full 12 months, believe it or not. A lot of people don't know this. But again, when you think about it, it makes a lot of sense. So now let's bring that into play here. So now the day the person stops saying Kaddish, on 11, now we're assuming the person saying Kaddish for 11 months. So based upon what we just said, really the person has rights, so to speak, to say Kaddish for 12 months. But they're stopping a month early. So the Be'er Halacha brings down, since the guy is stopping a month early, right? And by stopping a month early, really has rights for another month. So since he's stopping a month early, for the reasons we mentioned before, I don't want to indict the relative. So since he's mevater, since he forewent the last month, so therefore, nosim lo kedima zu. So therefore, there came this idea that we give him this priority, that on the day he stops, we let him take all the kadeshim. Why? Let's say he's giving up a whole month. He's giving up a whole month. So we'll give him a day. You know, it's a good trade. So so based upon that, now think. Based upon that, let's say you have a guy who's on Yom Hafsaka, and he's going up against the yard side. Who wins? The yard side. Because the yard side, or even Shiva, or even Shoshim. Why? Because he's giving up this month. The yard side comes in and says, I don't care about the month. Today's my day. You know, so you're giving up a whole month. Good yantiv. You know, like, that does a whole month doesn't, next month doesn't help me, right? From now until Elul doesn't help me. Right? I mean, it's nice you did it, you know, but I'm worried about today. That's my only problem, right? Like I said, tonight's my father, grandfather's. I don't care about today. I don't care about. So, again, logically, and that's the halacha, the yard side will knock off a Yom Hafsaka. Because the whole power of the guy who has the Yom HaFsaka is giving up a month. So anybody who doesn't care about them, or somebody in Shiva, Rahman Aslan, let's say they're not, they're davening in Shul, right? Let's say, right, for whatever reason, maybe. So again, the Shiva person obviously can knock off a Yom HaFsaka. Because again, his power is the 7 days. So he could look at the Yom HaSavta and says, you're giving a month, I don't care about the month. I'm in here now, right? Or 7 days, right? So you really don't affect me. Okay. Now, the Be'er Halakh also says something that a lot of people miss. And that is when we talk about Shiva, Rahman Aslan, or Shloshim, or whatever, you go from the day of Kvura. Go from the Kvura. Why? So again, the Be'er Halakh explains it very beautifully. He says, Mishum di kare dinam shal gehenom macho mistimas hagolo. Because when does the din start? It starts, well, during the Kvura, but when they finish covering the top of the Aron, that's when the din begins. Now again, the whole thing in Kabbalah that while the person's being buried is the din over his whole life. Okay, let's not get into it, whatever it means. So therefore, again, we're talking about Kaddish. The Kaddish is to protect the person in the Neshama from the din. So then the din starts from now, right? Not from when the person passed away, from the Kvura. So therefore you go from that. Yortzeit, he says, we go by from the day the person passed away. Now again, it's more than 3 days and the first year, so that's a shiloh. But in general, go from when the person passed away. Now again, as we mentioned last time, the person says kash for 11 months minus a day. So I think we discussed this last time. So let's say the person started saying kash on Zayin Nisan. So he'd stop on Vav Adar, not Zayin Adar, Vav Adar, in the afternoon, right? After Mincha. Now, it would work out, and the Be'er Halakh goes to this, that if it's a leap year, like this year was, Mr. Flachman and I were just discussing, it's coming up, right? So it would come up a very interesting thing, that the person would stop saying Kaddish on the 11th month, the 12th month is nothing, and then, well, look at the 13th month will be the Yortzeit, right? Because it was a leap year, the leap month, excuse me. Right, it was a leap year. So the person got in an extra month of Kaddish. So you're saying Kaddish for 11 months. Then the Avails would end after 12 for a parent, right? But then the Yortzeit wouldn't be till, quote unquote, the 13th month. Right, everybody got that? That's unusual on a leap year, or if you fall into a leap year somehow.
So the 12 months is based on when you started saying Kaddish, or based on
Well, the Kadeshim would go by that, but the Yortzeit in general go by, that's what the Be'er Halakh said, by the day the person passed away. Right. Let's see, what else can I tell you? Oh, there's a lot of stuff here. Okay. Then he goes to who knocks off who. Then let's get to the end. If a person missed a Yortzeit, so the Mishnah Berura says, Yachal Lomar Kaddish B'Tfilas Arvish Al Achar Yomar Yortzeit. So let's say, like I said, it's my grandfather's Yortzeit. So let's say, forget. Hopefully I won't. Right? So Chas V'Shalom. So then tomorrow night, I would potentially be able to say Kaddish tomorrow night at Marv to make up for the Misa. Then unfortunately, a halakha that was very pertinent during the war. Let's say someone doesn't know the Yortzeit, don't know when the person passed away. Now, obviously, this was for lots and lots of people, didn't know when their parent passed away during the war. So then, you pick a day. Yivchar lo yom echa v'shana, shomer bo kaddish. So the Be'er Halakha says they pick a day, and that's what people did. Sometimes it was the last day of the time they saw, or whatever, maybe people said. But a lot of times they picked a day. The last time they saw them when they were sent away. It was very sad, but this unfortunately was true for millions of people. But if you pick a day, you can't knock off someone who for sure has a Yortzeit, right? Because after all, yours is a doubt. Then one other thing, two other things. Also, let's say there's a bunch of brothers. Now, like I said before, these halakhs were very pertinent in those days when one person used to say Kaddish. Then who would get priority? One person would say Kaddish, not like everybody together, like we do. So then, or if it's even pertinent to us, because who gets the almond, right? So so let's say, sometimes they, you see in the Sefer Halakha, they used to do a go-roll, used to do a lottery, who would win, who would get the kaddish. So the Sefer Halakha brings up an interesting case. Let's say there's four brothers and one other guy, right? So the brothers have yahrzeit tonight, and so is this other guy. So there's five people vying for the kaddishim. We'll do a lottery. So how do we do it? Do we do all four brothers are considered one, and it's one against the other guy, or is it four against one? Like obviously, you can see the big difference here. So the he says we consider each brother separate. Ki kulam chayavim lomar kaddish b'yeshua kavod avaim, because each brother is chayav to say kaddish. So it's not one unit. So it'd be four against one. It'd be a five person. It would be a five lottery, and you know the, because each brother is chayav. Then the last thing I want to mention, even though there's a lot more. He brings, the Chofetz Chaim brings down in the name of the Mogen Avraham, the Shuas Rama, that im ein lo ben, unfortunately this happens, that if there's no son, roi li tein le ben beno kaddish. So it's roi, it's proper, that you should give a grandson. So believe it or not, this comes up in a different twist for us sometime. Well, it could be tonight, like I've yahrzeit for my grandfather. But again, I wouldn't not be Mr. Flatman, right, obviously. But it would apply, on, and I see this a lot, that there was a grandparent, and the parent and the child was not from, but the grandchild was from. Right? So could the grandchild say kaddish for a grandparent? So again, we're not talking about, like if both parents are still alive, it's different. But here you see from the Bira Halacha, again, that here it's talking about, he says, imeinlo, so it's simple pshat means, like, you know, the son is not alive anymore. But unfortunately, in our world, we can understand imeinlo, that the son can't say kaddish, doesn't want to say kaddish, not there for kaddish. But the grandchild is from Baruch Hashem. So here we see there's an idea that about the grandchild, again, if both parents are alive, there's a little additional wrinkle to it. But, okay. Oh, one more thing. I just want to flip this in before, because... also, the Bir Halacha says that sometimes we know somebody, an Ovo cannot daven for the Amud. So usually it's on a Yontif. But the Bir Halacha over here on page 30 on the top says, Avo b'yamim she'ein omrim b'hem lam natseach v'kel erech apayim. Remember we talked about this before a couple days ago. The lam natseach and kel erech apayim go together. Right, we say before about human, so those go together, right? Sometimes we don't say tachnun, but we say lam natseach. On days we don't say lam natseach, ein la avil lispal lifnei almud. Here's the rule, clearly in the Bir Halacha, that if you don't say, it's a day you don't say lam natseach, so then the avil shouldn't daven for the almud, okay? Except for Rav Yom Kippur, he says the avil davens anyways. That would be an exception. And he brings down the Magen Avraham. Mutav levenol sheyiskor echad lomer kaddish bimkomo mishomer echad bechinam. It's better that, let's say, if the son cannot say kaddish, well, let's say the son is saying kaddish, but he has to be away somewhere. He can't make it. He's traveling. So he should hire someone, the Bir Halacha says. He should hire someone to say kaddish rather than have somebody do it freebie. Okay? All righty. Start Kaddish Revolution.